bring the meeting back to order, and we're still in public comments. Is there anybody? No, you only can do one, but you can do one again on the last.
On the last one?
Yes. So you only have one, one, okay. At, and then you have one on the last. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Chelsea Mischler. I live at 626 East King Street. I apologize if my voice quivers a little bit. I am not used to speaking in such a formal setting with so many people here. So with that being said, I would just like to address a couple things. First and foremost, I have dedicated my entire adulthood to working with marginalized communities, communities that are vulnerable, from nursing homes to our Owosso public schools. I have seen it all. I completely agree that we should be here first and foremost to protect kids. I think we all want that, I think across the board. With that being said, I have been to Pride. I have volunteered there, and I owned a business that also participated in the Pride event. And somebody had asked the question of, does this help our community in any way? From a business owner perspective, I will say without a doubt, yes, absolutely. It brings people into the community in a way where they are contributing to businesses and they are helping to fund our society. So from that aspect, yes, absolutely, I would say this does help our community. I would also like to say, I don't know how many who are in opposition have young children who can't make decisions for themselves. I do. My family goes to Pride pretty much every year when we are available. We have missed it a couple years. But it's one of the highlights of our summer when we get to go and show our kids that as a community, we live in a place where people are accepting of others, where people can come who they are, where people do not have to be afraid of hiding certain parts of themselves. I have to say that is the most beautiful thing that we can provide our community members, in my opinion. Granted, I hold copious amounts of empathy, so maybe I'm a little different in that area of things, but I would just like to say I feel that Pride is beneficial across the board, whether it's financial for our community, whether it's for inclusivity for our children to see, or just as a person who has people who I know and love who are members of the LGBTQ community. So I guess that is it. Thank you.
My name is Lee Adams. I live in the Lincoln apartment building over on Michigan Avenue. I am a member of the LGBTQ community, and I am youth and go to Owosso Public High Schools. I've gone to as many Pride events as I have been able to while living with my mother. She has shown me the greatest support and has been my best support system since I have moved out here back in September, and she has been amazing ever since I started being able to see her again. Being part of the community and being out here is kind of difficult depending on trying to find the right people because of how many people are closed off and not showing themselves due to fear of being outcasted or bullied or hated on. While being out here, I have tried to either join circles where there is LGBTQ community, but it is hard to find them in my own youth group due to the fear of being rejected. While being out here, it has been an amazing experience with the Pride events, and I have gone to just about three of them since my family has moved out here. And during the last year's one, yes, there was a drag show, kind of, but I do not remember any provocative dancing or any inappropriate showing or anything while being there. They were amazing, they were kind, they actually had great stories and were so supportive of the people around them, along with all the vendors and the people with them as well. The people in this community that are part of the LGBTQ are the nicest people I have met in my life that I have been around, while also being a great support system and showing that no matter what you are, who you are, you are important and included.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Ash Moon. I live with my mom at 18802 Namoki Trail. I am a trans mask individual. I've been to multiple Pride events. I haven't been to the one in Owosso yet, but out of all of the events that I've been to, there have been drag shows. They were all age appropriate. There was nothing bad about them. They were fun. Kids loved them. And a lot of the vendors had cool stuff to show, so it does help the community out of financial way. And the community itself is really fun to be around, because no matter what you are, you will always find people that are like-minded, and there, at a few of the events, there have been people standing at the entrance of them in opposition, but the general consensus is to ignore them because you just want to have fun at the Pride event while you can. Thank you.
Right in the back.
Hi, I'm Robin Miller. I grew up also a little ways down the road. I'm actually, my mom spoke earlier, so I grew up with her over in over on Pittsburgh Road. I think something that I've heard from a lot of the people here speaking against Pride is that they don't hate queer people. And to me, this means they don't hate me, because I am very much a queer person. I am transgender, which the reason why that's significant is because when you have people in the community who are saying, I don't support Pride. I don't hate queer people. I don't hate trans people. I don't hate gay people. But I don't support Pride. They're saying, I don't hate you, but I don't think you should have your event here. They're saying, I don't hate you, but I don't think I should have to see you. I don't hate you, but I don't think you belong here where we might stumble across you inconveniently. And I grew up in going to the big city school in Williamston, and but it's a very much the same community that I think that most people who are going to school now are going to face. And something when you're queer, especially when you're young, is you don't understand that about yourself. It's not something that most queer people really understand and know until they're a little bit older. And without the context, you know, most kids, you turn on the TV and you see Disney princesses meeting their Disney, you know, their Disney prince, and you think, oh, okay, that's how we can maybe have a happy life, right? But if that's not you, if you aren't sure whether you're a princess or a prince, or which one you would like to have in your happy ever after, that can be very confusing, and it can be hard to know how you will ever find happiness. And when you are going out into your community, especially when you're young, especially when you don't have control over where you physically are because you're a child and you can't move yourself to another place where you're more welcome, knowing that people in the community don't want to see you, don't want to know that you're there, don't want to know that people like you are there, don't want their children to know that people like you are there, that is a very deeply scary and alienating experience, which I think is all the more tragic because at the same time as I was growing up in that, I was also going to the county fair and, you know, seeing 4-H and knowing that there's this community out there that's loving and wonderful and that you're not welcome in it, or that if you let people know who you are, you're not going to be welcome in it. That is, I think, not to overuse the phrase, I think that's very un-American. I think that that is one of the most important things about America, and about rural America in particular, is that you can have that kind of community with the people around you. And I think that it is deeply tragic to cut out part of your community for, you know, you don't have to like me, but you should at least be able to see me just as I see you every day, whether I like it or not. And also just another a quick statistic to throw out there. There have been a lot of statistics thrown around, and I am not a statistician, but something that I have looked into, being a bit of a nerd for military history, is the wounded in action numbers for veterans in various of America's conflicts. And usually, for example, for Operation, I think it was Enduring Freedom, the war in Afghanistan, there were about 25 to 31 casualties per 1,000 soldiers deployed during that conflict. The transgender community in this community, too.
You got 3 minutes at the last.
Okay.
To finish up. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
I know you're probably thinking, whose 12-year-old is this, but I am 38. So, okay, so things have been a little bit heated today from both sides, but I do appreciate. Oh, I'm sorry, my name is Kaylee. Hello. I live in Owosso. I appreciate that everyone has been respectful on both sides. I think it's important to point out that in America, we have freedom of religion. So one person's religion does not decide what is right and what is wrong. So there's a lot of talk about sinning and God and things like that, but that does not dictate if someone decides to dress up in a dress and perform or read a book to children. So I also want to say that I have a youth in my life that has been part of that suicidal statistic. And if I hadn't made myself available to be a resource, because they have known since they were 2 years old that I am an ally, that they might not be here today. I'm not saying that I'm the reason they are here. I'm just saying I'm one safe space for them. And with that said, that's why Pride matters. The youth needs that representation when they're battling their mental health, bullying in school, parents that won't accept them for who they are. They need the safe space to be that person. And people can oppose Pride all they want, that's fine, but the queer community isn't going anywhere. You can't erase it. That's all.
There's not many people I'm taller than, so thank you. I also get mistaken for a 12-year-old sometimes with a beard. I appreciate that. My name is Gino Phillips, 17201 Westridge Road. I am vehemently opposed to the Pride event. God's Word tells us that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And so I believe it's destructive to the community. It's destructive to humanity. And as I said before, no one cares about humanity more than Jesus Christ. And the issue that lies before everyone today is fundamentally a theological one. Who is God? What is man? How should we live? We are not evolved from pond scum, from primordial ooze. We're not just talking monkeys, and morality is not evolved. There is eternal truths that are objective, founded in God and in his word. The truth is ultimately a person in Jesus Christ, the Son of God incarnate in human flesh, who came and dwelt among us, lived in the likeness of sinful flesh, and in the likeness of sinful flesh condemned sin in the flesh. He who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I mean, we've heard a lot of things tonight, but ultimately, man is worthy of dignity and respect. That includes everyone here tonight, everyone who spoke opposed and for, and everything in between, because we bear the image of God, and God is infinitely valuable, therefore man is valuable. That's the only way that human beings are worthy of any dignity and respect. And, you know, as someone who is vehemently opposed to pride and all the sexual immorality stuff, including heterosexual immorality, and a member of Calvary Baptist Church, we denounce people like, I believe his name was Mac Davis, who was planning a mass trans shooting event. We denounce murder. God hates murderers. God hates the sin of murder. He hates anger in the heart. But God is also opposed to pride and sexual immorality and lusting even in the heart. God sees the heart. And to bring a statistic, like everyone else has tonight, 10 out of 10 people here will die. That's a fact. That's objective truth. And we will all stand before God at the end of our lives, and we will appear before the judgment seat of Christ, where we'll all give an account of our lives, everything we've thought, everything we've spoken, and every deed that we've committed in this body. We did not choose our body. It's not just my body, my choice. God gave us our bodies, and we're ultimately accountable to Him. We've heard a lot about people caring about other human beings, especially children. But I'm curious how consistent people are with that stated opinion that they care for children. Are they consistent when it comes to the preborn human being in the womb? Are they also opposed to the murder and dismemberment of children in the womb? I just want to challenge people here to be consistent in their thinking tonight. We've heard it said that, it doesn't matter what people do behind closed doors. They're adults, but then they also complain about being abused behind closed doors. So I just want to challenge people to be consistent. I want to challenge people to look to Jesus Christ as the Son of God come in human flesh, as the way, the truth, and the life, and as ultimately as to have peace with God. If a person does not have peace with God, they will not have peace anywhere else. You can affirm them all you want. You can have all the affirmations you want. If you do not have peace with God, you won't have peace anywhere. And if you do have peace with God, it won't matter what anyone else has to say. So I just plead with you, repent. Turn from your sexual sin. Turn from your sexual immorality. Turn from any other sin, anger in the heart, against me, against anyone who has said anything in opposition to you and your lifestyle. And believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to Him. He's the standard. He will cut through all the confusion. He's the light of the world. So repent and believe in Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Angie, and I live in the Lincoln House Apartments as well, and here in Owosso. And I would like my friends to bear with me for a moment, because it's going to sound like I am on the opposing side. I would like to read from Matthew 23:35, because I have read my Bible. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I take that as the churches should be accepting and loving of everybody in the community, not just the people who show up at church every Sunday and throw a little bit of money in a basket. My child spoke earlier and that choked me up a little bit. I have attended every Pride event since it was a table at the Owosso Farmers Market. I have saw people come together, and it started as a tiny group, and it has become something greater than itself. There was a drag queen that I actually had to tell my 12-year-old son was a man, because he thought it was a woman. They were that cleverly dressed up. and I just want to say that I think that sitting here saying that what we're doing is a sin because of who we love and what we do in our own homes is crazy. And that's it. Thank you.
My name is Cyrus Miller. I was a former resident of Owosso and currently live out in Scioto Township. And I'm just Robin is my daughter, and I'm just finishing up a statistic that she was had to stop because she ran out of time. What she's pointing out is that in, I believe, the Afghanistan war, that 25 to 31 out of 1,000 troops were wounded in action. And in America, 80 out of 1,000 trans people had been victims of violent crime. Not perpetrators of violent crime, but victims. Robin just wanted to finish up that, so thank you.
Kirk Rayum, 2003 Manitou Drive. I just want to point out, I've learned as a citizen, we are better together. Our differences make us stronger. We have more in common than we don't. This country is not a theocracy. It's not run by religion. And if there is a religion that has all kinds of division, it would be the Christian religion in this country. The fact that we are not a theocracy, it's not about the Ten Commandments, it's about the Ten Amendments. The foundation of our nation is recognizing all people have rights to exist without fear, with respect, and equal rights. Religion really should play no part in that. Just not recognizing the world is Islam, Hindu, Buddhist, Judaism, atheist. You know, you can still be a good person, right? Obey the laws. You don't have to believe as I do. I don't have to believe as you do. This is not a theocracy. We're not even recognizing the first Americans, the Native Americans, who have spiritual beliefs that, you know, maybe we should take a look into and know the history. They took care of this land long before we invaded this land. I would just ask my brothers and sisters that are Christians that, along with me, maybe again with different beliefs, I guess, Jesus said to love everyone. And by the way, it is his Father that will do the judging. Thank you.
Pastor Don Fields from Calvary Baptist Church in Owosso, 650 South Street. I've stood before this council many times in opposition to the Pride Fest. And the main issue before us, there's a lot of things being talked about, is what is permitted in public parks and city parks and what is allowed to be celebrated publicly by the city council. And that's the main issue. The main issue is the Pride Fest and what has been allowed. I warned from the beginning that it would continue to be moving forward in its what it promotes in sexual morality. The whole point of the Pride Fest is to continue to push boundaries, sexual boundaries, moral boundaries, as understood in God's holy word. And God's word sets a standard. Our holy God has told us what is true and right in his word. And so the reason the drag show, it has to be put on and why it must continue to be put on and will be then used to push the next boundaries, because it is transgressive. It transgresses moral boundaries. It transgresses assumed boundaries by our culture that just changed in the last 5 or 10 years in many ways. And so the things that will happen there and we push there will continue to get worse and worse. If you look at other cities around the nation, it doesn't stop with one thing. So there's no standard for the boundary. There's no standard for what is allowed. There's no standard for what is appropriate for children. There's no standard for who is vulnerable vulnerable and who isn't vulnerable, what is right and what is wrong. And so without God's word as the standard, without our holy God setting the standard, then it's just a free-for-all. And that's what that's why there's more letters added to the acronym all the time, is because there is no stopping point. There is no end. And we have to make a decision. You have to make a decision of what will be permitted to be celebrated in city parks. And you, there is a standard for that. Inclusion only stops at a certain point for everyone. And that's why it will be stopped. There's not, everyone is not allowed to do everything in the city park, even if they get a permit. And so there will be standards. You have to set the standard. You have to promote the standard. There are standards in our city ordinances about public decency, what is allowed in public. The very idea that they removed the all ages at the sideline bar and will still allow all ages in the city park for the same family-friendly drag show makes no sense to me. It's inconsistent. But the fact that we would allow that anywhere at any time is also in violation of our ordinance. There's no permit. There's no licensing. It's not an adult entertainment establishment. And so there's so many things going on that we're not enforcing the ordinances and the standards that are set in our laws. And therefore, what will it take for it to be stopped? What are the activities that would break the law? What are the very specific things that would say that's enough? And there's going to be no answer given. I mean, I'd love to hear an answer. What will it take? What will not be allowed? What will not be permitted? What will be stopped in the sense of not included in the inclusion? And I plead with you, it will continue to move forward. It must be stopped. It must not be allowed to go any further. Do away with a drag show. Take control back of the city park. I plead with you. Thank you very much.
Seeing that there are no other comments, bring it back to the council for any comments.
I have a prepared statement that I'd love to read.
Councilwoman?
So, this is obviously like an emotional issue for I think a lot of us in here tonight, for or against it, but this decided to write everything down. I don't think that we become stronger, safer, or more prosperous, or more connected by deciding which of our neighbors deserve public belonging and which do not. I think most people in this community, as we can see tonight, also share that same sentiment, because I think we can disagree politically and we can hold different religious beliefs, but you can even live your life according to your own convictions because that freedom belongs to everyone. There's a difference, though, between living your beliefs and using public pressure, public meetings, and public institutions to make other people feel unwelcome in their own town. I've heard a lot tonight about fear of change, visibility, fear that somehow acknowledging LGBTQ people in public life will threaten somebody else's family, values, or faith. But here's what I actually see in Owosso from my time here. I've been here for 5 years. I see that kids are trying to figure out who they're going to be, by their parents, their schools, their leaders, their teachers. I see parents that are trying to raise decent human beings across the spectrum. I see business owners that are trying to invest here. I've tried to invest here. Other families that I know have tried to invest here. And I see families deciding whether this community will feel hopeful and future-focused or if it's going to be angry and hostile. And I see young people deciding whether they should stay here when they grow up or leave. And I think that communities do not thrive when we lead with exclusion. They shrink. They're going to calcify. They become smaller in spirit long before they become smaller on a census map. Nobody is asking every resident to think the same. Nobody's requiring ideological conformity. At least I'm not. Nobody is attacking religion by acknowledging that LGBTQ residents exist and deserve dignity in public spaces. So what they are asking for is basic humanity. There's something that I heard recently. I don't know if any of you guys follow Brené Brown, but I like her. And she said, when asked if there's any conversation that she simply won't engage in anymore, and she answered, yes. When someone's core beliefs require them to dehumanize an entire group of people, there is really no more dialogue left to be had. And I think it's important that we talk about that tonight because disagreement is actually normal and our democracy requires it. We have to disagree in order to progress. Religious freedom means that people will hold deeply different beliefs about morality, family, identity, and culture. But our democracy can't survive against dehumanization. A community cannot stay healthy when some residents are treated as inherently less worthy of dignity, visibility, safety, or belonging than others. At that point, we're just not debating policy, we're debating humanity itself. I'm simply not willing to participate in the idea that any of our neighbors in this community are less human, less deserving, or less welcome because of who they are and who they choose to love. The ability to exist openly without being treated like a threat is a sacred right. The ability to attend community events without being demonized is also a sacred right. The ability for a teenager to sit quietly at home tonight and hear at least one adult say, "You belong here too," and that's what matters. Frankly, I think Owosso is better than the version that sometimes presents itself here, because I think our city has always survived through neighbors helping neighbors. That's what I was told when we moved here. I've seen it play out time and time again. People showing up for each other, ordinary kindness, basic kindness, not through public humiliation campaigns against vulnerable groups. We absolutely preserve religious freedom while also preserving public dignity. Those things are not opposites until someone else insists that they must be opposites. So tonight, I hope that we choose confidence over fear, and I hope that we choose community over division, because every person watching this meeting, online or in this room, needs to understand something important. You do not have to earn the right to belong in Owosso by making yourself smaller for somebody else's comfort.
So I'm going to shift the narrative a little bit and talk about some other events that are happening in the parks. This summer, the Owosso summer concerts are happening starting July 9th through August 6th. There'll be flyers up about that, and this is a great event that shows another way in which our parks are being used. This Thursday, May 21st at 7 p.m., the Owosso Historical Commission is introducing our Owosso Time Traveler feature on our website, and we are having a kickoff event at the Shiawassee Art Center. I encourage anyone who has an interest and a passion about Owosso to attend and learn more about our history. It's a really cool thing that a lot of time and energy has gone into. I think all of the Owosso Historical Commission, I don't think anybody's here still anymore, would acknowledge that Lance Little and Amy Fuller put a lot of time and effort into it. And so coming to support them, I encourage council as well, this Thursday at 7 p.m. Additionally, I want to make sure this isn't lost. Curbside recycling is coming. There's an opportunity still to have your voices heard about that. Tomorrow is the last listening sessions, 11 to 12:30, 2 to 3:30, and 5:30 to 7. All of those sessions are on our Facebook page, and you need to sign up beforehand, but it's a good opportunity for you to be informed about what the rules are and what our options are, while also sharing what you think. And then the last thing I want to say is that I wanted to echo what Pastor Doug said about neighbors first. And I think we are a community that is stronger together, and we can all do that by lifting each other up and remembering everybody's humanity, regardless of what they believe or you believe. And so just remember that everyone first is a human, and please be kind to them.
Hey, Mike, you'll have to wait for the next comment session. Sorry.
I'd like to bring it back to what we've been discussing. I hear a lot of fear, hate, dehumanizing. And you know what? I want to thank everybody here that got up and spoke, because I know it had to be hard. But I did not see any hate, any dehumanizing, or any fear in this room. We are a great community, and that's what we need to be. We need to hear each other's voices. And hopefully we can come to a common ground about pride. We need to get other people involved. But this is a great community. And tonight just proved it.
Other comments? Seeing none. That'll bring us to the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Support.
I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Tyche?
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business, in which we have four, the first being contracts approval, and I'll need a motion to abstain Councilman Luddington from the items of business regarding contract approvals.
So moved.
I have a motion and support. This would be a... What's that?
Who supported?
Who supported?
I supported.
Okay.
I believe this would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Mayor Tyche?
Yes. The motion to abstain Councilman Luddington is approved.
And so the lap begins. Yeah, exactly. Let's go quick. Okay.
Now I need
a motion. I make a motion to approve
support.
The contract.
I have a motion to support. This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Owen? No, sorry. Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Tyche?
Yes. Contract approvals. Luddington Electric, Inc. is approved. This brings us to item of business number two.
Lot. We got to get them back.
Oh. Oop, I forgot them again. Can someone get Councilman Luddington?
All right, ready to go?
There he is.
This was your least skillfully timed version so far.
Yeah.
Just saying you're getting worse.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah, just go around next time.
Take a lap. Time you get there.
Yeah.
This now brings us items to business number two, lot split authorization, 706 Corona Avenue. And we'll start off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution requests that council authorize the division of a city platted lot under the Michigan Subdivision Control Act. The owner of 706 Corona Avenue and 515 Woodlawn Avenue would like to change the configuration of those two parcels in order to not only correct the continuance of a legal nonconformity, which we always like to correct, or allow property owners to correct, but to make these properties more saleable because of that lack of nonconformity. The building department and the planning consultant have both signed off on this for your approval. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, City Manager. Discussion? Not seeing any. I'd like to
make a motion for the lot split authorization.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Mayor Tyche?
Yes. The lot split authorization, 706 Corona Avenue, is approved. This brings us to items of business number three, policy adoption, 504, grievance procedure. Again, we'll start it off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In 2024, the city of Owosso was awarded a congressional appropriation through the United States Department of Agriculture. And this is for partial renovation of a public safety building. As a condition of receiving those funds, we are required to comply with the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of disability in any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. These regulations require us to adopt and publish a grievance procedure that provides for the equitable resolution of disability discrimination complaints that the city could receive. Adoption of this procedure is required as a condition of closing on these funds, and we are very close to going out to bid on this. And it must be in place before the city can receive any appropriation.
Thank you, City Manager. Appreciate it. Discussion? Questions? Seeing none, I'd be looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Support.
I have a motion and support. This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Luddington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The policy adoption 504 grievance procedure is approved. This brings us to items of business number 4, policy adoption language access plan. Again, we'll start it off with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This four-factor analysis and language access plan is also required by the USDA and the federal government to receive the public safety building renovation funds. It's an additional condition of receiving these funds, and the city is required to comply this time with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, as well as Executive Order 13166. I believe that was Bill Clinton's administration. This would require recipients to take reasonable steps, that's us, to ensure meaningful access to persons with limited English proficiency. Now, in order to gauge whether the city needs a full language access plan, we are required to conduct a four-factor analysis. And I included in my memo how that works, and I hope I've explained it correctly. But it basically says for us here that if we are below the safe harbor threshold of 5% or 1,000 people in our community who would require written translation of vital documents, then we would be required to do that. If we're under it, then we are required to provide service on a more case-by-case basis and not have to translate all of our vital documents into whatever language we need to. We fall below that 5% or 1,000 for our iteration here. 0.2% of Owosso's 14,544 residents are limited English proficient. This is about 29 people.
Thank you, City Manager. Questions? Seeing none, I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion to approve the language access plan.
Support.
I have a motion of support. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the policy adoption and language access plan is approved. This brings us to our second and final citizen comment period, in which you will be allowed up to 3 minutes this time to address the council. Is there anyone at this time that would like to address the council? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, it's Sabrina again. I'd like to thank everybody who has come up here and been so sweet, so kind, and so understanding. I know that we are all very passionate about all these topics and just want to have, you know, a conversation about these things. First off, I would like to address that not everybody has the same religion, and I'd like for everybody to be respectful of that. And those who don't believe in God or Christianity also have morals. We are not animals. LGBTQ people are not predators. I know that there's a big fear thing that, oh my goodness, this new thing, this queer thing, it must be the devil. They must be predators. Predators are everywhere. They're in your homes. They're in your streets. They're in your churches. They are everywhere. People are people. If they're going to commit crimes, they're going to commit crimes, regardless of who they are. It is a very harmful stigma. Not only that, there is a big difference between a 21 and up drag show and a family-friendly one. Just like how there's a big difference between kid-friendly movies and adult movies. there's a big difference in the drag shows that I've gone to and my friends and that have directed and hosted. All go through rigorous methods. Yes, I do want to see a clear guideline of what they have for Pride and see if they have any guidelines for, like, dress codes or songs being approved or choreography being approved. And I'd like to see how that is and if it is being checked in, because in every situation, especially in like where kids are going to be congregating, that should always, always be monitored. However, just because a drag performer is going to be performing doesn't mean that it's adult content, especially if they're preparing a performance for children. It usually is geared toward protecting children. Not only that, also I'd like for people to, if they are not confident on what they know about drag, I ask you to educate yourselves. Ask Google, ask a drag performer, ask your fellow drag performer on what things go into play into drag performing. I know that a lot of people who speak in opposition of drag don't really know what it's about or what goes into it or haven't actually even seen a drag performance or gone to it or supported one or just been openly curious without their own hate and judgment. Just like people research other religions and being respectful of other religions, you need to be respectful of other people and their form of art and media and self-expression. This is important, and it's important to the young to see. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Ashley Short, 1607 Young Street. I've been coming to city council meetings for probably about a year now, and tonight was the first time that I have ever noticed our master plan on the back wall. And I would just like to point out a few items on that could probably also be applied to this. The first one being protect health, safety, and general well-being of the community. I think we can all agree on that, correct? Another one that I read on this, increase quality of life and quality of place for all, is another one that I would like to point out. Our council members sit up here and they stare at that the entire time, and it's in their view. And I would like to think that they make decisions on things going on in our community with our master plan at mind. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Katie Caraway again, Owosso. I've heard a lot of different viewpoints. Again, I'm rewriting some of that. Thankful for the civil way in which it has been presented. However, one thing I have heard over and over again is some of our members in the community saying things about hate. I haven't heard a lot of hate. I've heard different viewpoints. And the definition of his belief is what you believe. I mean, I know you can't use the same word to define it, but like it's what you inherently think is true. So whether we believe in God or whether we are humanists or whether we are atheists, we all have our own belief systems and our own point of view of morality. I would like to say again to the city council, I would like to see something in writing, something that shows the guideline of what is allowed at this event, because I don't think it's kind or fair to tell people with opposing viewpoints to just stay home that day, don't use the park that day. You don't have to attend an event. And I totally understand that. And if my grandchild was visiting, I wouldn't necessarily take her to that event because it conflicts with our belief systems. Not that I'm hateful, not that I don't love everyone. But I still wouldn't want her to see things that, are provocative, are indecent, as far as clothing. And I wouldn't want her to hear things that were, obscene. don't know. I don't go to the event. And so, I mean, we can all get up here and tell our belief system and our life story, but the bottom line is, what is allowed and what is not allowed at this event? And I would love to have some transparency in that.
Candy, 13301 North M52 in Owosso. I just wanted to end with a quick, just listening to everybody's beliefs tonight, and I have to agree with a lot of people. We agree to disagree, and obviously people have their opinions. One thing I did not mention, too, and I did notice it after while everybody else was speaking, was I looked over to my left, and I noticed that my pastor was sitting in the room. I attend church here in Owosso. And I just wanted to say that, you know, my son, who is gay, who's been to my church, has been accepted by, has been welcomed by my pastor, has been, you know, so he's been a couple of times and stuff like that. But again, I just wanted to share that, and just also share the fact that, I had a train of thought going and I just kind of lost it. just the fact that everybody just needs to be accepting of it. And it's funny that people talk about that things need to be banned and things need to be done with. But a couple of years ago, I remember being at Kerwood, for example, and watching the police protecting us when there was a fight that had happened at Taco Bell. And I remember walking, you know, away from the area. Obviously, I was going back towards the police station. I was down in that area. And I remember watching the police go and chasing after this individual. And so they were protecting it. So they were protecting, you know, that area. But people go to Kerwood, and there's provocative things that happen at Kerwood. I've seen, you know, people dress the way they want to and stuff like that. But, you know, there's different things, but yeah, so I'm just leaving it at that. If you don't want to attend, don't attend, but just be kind. I mean, if I can teach 3- and 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds to be kind in a preschool, then by George, we should be able to do it as adults and get along with each other.
Sorry, it's me again. I just have one brief comment. In terms of setting standards for the community to protect children, I would just say that could be a really beneficial exercise, especially if it is broadened in terms of having conversations in the community about what it means to protect children, what are the areas that we need to work on. What you have to be careful not to do is to pick one particular segment of the community, like the LGBTQ community or Pride, and say, we're going to write standards just for how this community can conduct itself. It should be for the entire community. I know, for me, when I was a kid, I was taken to public events that were hosted by churches that were really, really disturbing to me. And I realized that the content was normal for a lot of people. But like the crucifixion of Christ in vivid terms is really disturbing to some children. And I didn't know, you know, that some, like, that wasn't how I was used to people talking about it. There was no boundaries on it. And some of the Bible stories, like the stories about Lot's family and the things that happened after that, and just like a person getting turned to stone just because they looked back at their family burning up. That, like, never left me. It freaked me out. So I think that you can set standards, but you can't pick one particular population that's subject to that kind of scrutiny and standard. It has to be everybody, everywhere, all the time, equally, and it has to be the same standard applied. And in that case, I think you could probably get, you know, the community to all be on board if you were unified in how you approached it. That's all.
Okay, it's me, Jackie, again. I'm going to start off by saying one thing really quick. Sometimes you go to Walmart or any public store, and you will see worse things than you see at the Pride Festival. So just cornering it to one little community, I don't think is... very fair. And if we're going to kind of correlate things to one religion, I don't think one religion should be able to dictate for a whole entire community. You have Buddhist, you have Islam, you have pagan, you have Christianity. Christianity is the biggest, most popular religion, but I'm going to talk fast now. Okay. First-hand experience, I feel, is more important. Videos, pictures can be taken out of context, just like a text from a parent or a sister or a sibling, anything. My children saw drag queens reading stories, and there is a difference between drag queens and drag shows. They were interacting kindly, singing songs, blowing bubbles. It was a welcoming environment. They saw joy, creativity, kindness, and inclusiveness, not sexuality. There's a major difference between family-friendly theatrical expression and adult entertainment. There's a distinction between the two, and it's kind of being looked over. Drag has repeatedly been reduced to phrases like men dressing as women frolicking around. It's in my opinion, which we all are entitled to, that is meant to provoke emotion rather than reflect reality of what is happening. Again, no child is required to attend. Children are not as easily influenced into becoming someone else as people keep suggesting either. My children, I have two boys and two girls. My daughters do not look at me, see me wearing a dress, and say, I need to wear a dress. I have a tomboy. She likes t-shirts and sweats. She does not wear jeans. She does not wear shorts. She does not wear jewelry. She doesn't like her nails done. So just because that is what they are seeing does not mean that is who they will be. It is not pressuring them. Seeing LGBTQ people exist openly doesn't force them to change who they are. It teaches them kindness, empathy, and respect for people who may live differently than they do. I also want to address comments suggesting that certain members of LGBTQ communities should be accepted while others should be excluded, such as my spouse who is transgender. It should only be lesbian, bisexual, and gay. So no queer, which my spouse waited until she was 34 to tell me she was transgender. We were married for 14 years and had 4 kids. Pride is about creating No person should be excluded because of a letter attached to their identity. Pride is not about creating a hierarchy of who deserves dignity, visibility, or community support. It reflects real people in the community who deserve the same freedoms and respect as everyone else. What concerns me more in this message that we send when we treat LGBTQ people as something children need to be protected from. There are children in this community who are already afraid to be themselves because of fear of judgment, rejection, or being treated differently. There are children quietly struggling with who they are, wondering if they will still be loved or accepted if they speak honestly about themselves one day. Events like Pride can show those children that they're not alone, that kindness exists, and there is a community that is willing to support them instead of shame them. We're not trying to instill beliefs into anyone's children, pressure anyone into live the way that we live. I was also born and raised a Christian. I grew up in a church. I deconstructed about 2 years before my spouse came out as transgender. So I know the Christians in here will not like me, but I deconstructed and I consider myself a pagan. Okay.
This is up.
Yep.
Mike Martin, I live on King Street, and I spend a lot of time down at the nice parks that we have, and I think they should be open to anyone. Don't use them if you don't want to be there. One thing is off topic, I spend a lot of time down there. There's an observation deck overlooking the dam. It's beautiful. It's got a bunch of commemorative plaques in it, a bench. But the dam itself is about ready to give way. I think maybe one more winter of ice chipping away at what's left of the cement cap in front of it might spell the end of that wall that's retaining right in front of the observation deck. And I think if you could get somebody down there to have a look at it from the Parks Commission, it would save a lot of grief if you could get it before it's gone. There's a spot over in Corona that they built. I think they call them gabions. They're like a chain link fence filled with limestone rubble. And I think that would hold the bank. Something that needs to, you know, if you're going to keep this park looking nice, I think it's something that needs to be looked at. Thanks.
Change the subject. Great project, the Exchange Street building's down. It looks wonderful. They did a great job. I haven't heard of anyone who didn't like it. I think everyone has said that that's really nice. I see that that in the consent agenda that the couple buildings are going to be coming down that that have been needed to come down for a long time. That's very nice. Thank you very much on that. And the last thing, and I hate to go back to this, but I'm asking you for a council. I market for different bars, different restaurants, different events. What I'm hearing from you is I can tell my bars now that they can have strippers, that they can have anybody that they want and not have to have a warning up. It's for adults only. Because the city was allowing the sidelines to go ahead with a adult drag show for all ages. And how do we know that it was an adult drag show? Because the person who's putting the drag show on, the performer, said that she herself, said that that they didn't care what anyone else said. They wanted it 18 and above. So my question is for you folks right here. Can I tell the Avenue that they can start having the hunk shows and letting little kids come in? Not that they would, because I'm telling you right now, they wouldn't. They're not going to do anything like that. But there's one bar that is. So the question is, what are the rules? And as we heard from two persons back, she asked, what are the rules? So I'm asking, and I hope to get a list from you on what I can tell our local businesses, what they can put on, what they can't put on. Because if it can be all ages, oh my gosh, we can have heterosexual shows. What's the difference? Thank you.
I would just like to point out the Avenue has had hunk shows, just so we're clear. That's all.
Yeah.
Just had one last week. Adult only.
That's enough. Any more comments?
Hi, I'm Karen Bump. Former resident of Shiawassee Township, literally just moved in city limits like 2 months ago, barely. This is my first city council meeting. I just wanted to say thank you to the council. Thank you to everyone here that shared your story. Some of them broke my heart, what you've endured. Thank you to the lady that spoke about the suicide awareness and the hotline. Very important, whether you're LGB, straight, a veteran. We're losing our veterans to suicide. I did a fundraiser years ago. It's amazing how many veterans we lose a day. But I just want to say, it seems like we all agree kind of on the same thing, that, you know, perhaps there should be some boundaries, some guidelines. Boundaries aren't hate. Parameters aren't hate. But they're, you know, fences are there for a reason, so we know what we can operate within. And it sounds like the council has some good points brought up and some thinking to do in the future as far as planning goes. And just thank you again for being here. This meeting has gone on incredibly long. And just everybody have a good night and, you know, consider things going forward. I appreciate it.
I think we're back to the council for council comments.
Yes, Councilwoman.
Also want to thank everybody for being here. We already have standards. We have laws and ordinances. The video photos were reviewed that were turned in last year, and none of it met any legal definition of indecent or obscene behavior under the city code. So there was no violation of laws or local ordinance. So we already have a framework. We don't need to draft anything else. Any event held on city property is under the same guidelines across the board. So just wanted to throw that out there. We've been talking about event, but there hasn't been any information given about it. So I'm going to take off my city council hat and put on my Owosso Pride board member hat and let you all know that Owosso Pride in the Park 2026 is Saturday, May 30th at Kerwood Castle Park from 1 to 5 p.m. And all are welcome.
Thank you. The comments. I know that.
Mr. Mayor. Just a procedural thing to let you all know. Next week I will not be here. I'll be out of the country. Amy Fuller will.
Ooh la la.
What's that?
It's a ooh la la.
Northern Canada.
I mean. I'm still jealous.
Funny.
Okay. Further comments. So I was going to say something. I'd like to have a motion, but let me just
a little housekeeping
here. Yeah. Yes, I totally agree with Councilwoman Fear. We do have guidelines. We go by law. So we keep on saying, do we have guidelines? Oh, yeah, we have guidelines. Okay, we have public service. There at all our events, not just Pride, and making sure that we're abiding by the laws. So if there's something that's being broken, they're going to follow the law. And this is pretty much how simple it is. So just wrapping up with what you had to say. So I appreciate that. With that, I'm looking for a motion.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Support.
There we
motion
go.
Motion support. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. We'll see you next June.
Time.
We'll see you in June.